Well, let's talk about politics a little bit here. I enjoyed reading the intro for your book, and tell us a little bit about your book and about yourself, too, those listeners here in KMA land that may not be familiar with your book.
The book is called Neither Liberal Nor Conservative Be, an Action Plan for People Disgusted by Polarized Politics. I suppose one of the things you would say, I've had a variety of experiences in my life in the military and industry and a variety of size businesses and so forth. One thing that's said by a mentor that I like is a man named Jim Rohn, R-O-H-N, not the sportscaster that people may think of. And one of Jim's sayings is that in this life you must suffer either the pain of discipline or the pain of regret. And we have not been living with much discipline, therefore we are feeling an intense amount of regret right about now in this part of the country and every place across the United States, really, and we've even infected worldwide this time because of our lack of discipline. And so what the book is about is trying to get people to understand that the underlying reason, when you keep going down at different levels, behind the reason we are suffering as badly as we are, is because of the way we've done our politics. And this is an attempt to educate people in developing their own political philosophy. I'm not trying to tell you what to think necessarily or to believe, but I am trying to get you in touch with what you do believe. And when you do that, I think you're going to find that we have a lot more in common than we do to argue about.
Well, that's very interesting. Now, how can people get hold of your book, Larry?
On Amazon.com or any of the major retailers have access to it through the wholesalers. And as well, they can go directly to my blog. It's easier for me to say the blog on the air. People remember. The blog is called TheCenterStrikesBack.com. So TheCenterStrikesBack.com, that's just like the Empire Strikes Back, if you remember Star Wars, only change one word. And then from there, you can link over to my website where I actually have a spot where you can purchase the book, and I have a couple of extra goodies for people who buy the book off my website.
Oh, well, great. Well, that's even better and more beneficial for the KMA listeners. You know, looking back over the last 30 years, there have been a couple of moments where it seemed like politics changed. One was when Ronald Reagan came into office in 81, and then the next one was when the Republicans took over the House and the Senate back in the early 90s with their contract with America, and then this past election with Barack Obama. And it seemed to me like this election last year, people tended to move toward the center. They weren't as liberal or conservative as they were thought to be, but they wanted to get results, and they knew that results were in the middle. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. In the summer of 2007, before we really had the candidates identified and had the primaries and the caucuses begin, there was a USA Today Gallup poll that said that 43% of Americans were so disgusted by both Democrats and Republicans they called themselves independents. So looking at that measure, that means they were only 8 percentage points short of a majority in and of themselves. So that means you have about 30% on one side and 30% on another. In January of 08, I went to a conference down at Oklahoma University that was billed as a bipartisan conference. It had a number of elder statesman-type politicians, as well as Mayor Bloomberg of New York, who, you'll remember at the time, there was some thought that he might run as an independent candidate.
Was that the one put on by David Boren?
It was indeed.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I got out of that from former Senator Danforth from Missouri, who talked about how it used to be that the two major parties fielded candidates and policies that appealed to that 41% and tried to sway it their way one way or the other. And what has happened is, over the last 30 years, we have had a metamorphosis whereby the two major parties only try to satisfy their true believers. And they take the 41% and they say, take it or leave it, this is what we got. And there's no viable thing to happen there. Now, I think I said at the time what would happen would be one of two things. And one would be that a third party would emerge that would capture that 41% and disaffected members of both of the other parties enough to sustain a majority, or a centrist candidate would emerge from one of the two parties who would capture that the majority of that 41% and that same coalition and bring it together into a majority. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. I have a friend who is a very strong Republican, and I was talking to him the other day via email about this past election, and he said that the reason the Republicans lost was because they had a weak candidate. And I said, well, are you sure about that? He seemed to be doing all right in the polls, and he was the one that was left over out of all the Republican candidates. Why didn't the Republicans rally behind him? And he didn't have an answer for that.
Well, the race was a lot closer than you would see from looking at the Electoral College results. One of the things that I advocate, amongst other things, is a way to overcome polarized politics is rather than winner-take-all of the states, as you know, in 48 of the 50 states, it's winner-take-all based on popular vote. If you get 51% of the popular vote in a state, you get 100% of the electors. And so by that measure, it was, I believe, 375 to 164. Anyway, like a 2-to-1 margin that Barack Obama had over John McCain. However, if you were to do it so that you allocated the electors based on the percentage of the popular vote, in other words, if I have 10 electors in my state and I get 60% of the vote, then I get 6 of the electors. But if I get 40% of the vote, I get 40% of the electors. If we had done it that way, Barack Obama still would have won, but he would have only won by 30 votes in the Electoral College.
It's amazing what you can do with all those figures, and I'll bet that both the Republicans and Democrats and Independents and Green Party and all the different coalitions out there are poring over those figures, trying to find some seeds of hope for the next election. We'll be back in a moment with Larry Bradley, author of Neither Liberal Nor Conservative Be, here on KMA.